Residents and officials in southwest Georgia are taking stock of the damage after Tropical Storm Michael, at that point still a hurricane, swept through the area. Bainbridge City Councilor Rosalind Palmer and her family rode out the storm in her house.
We're battered down here. The town is, you know, haven't been out. Actually have been just to the steps at my back. Our horse and our miniature donkey got loose during the night, so my husband went out and got him back in the pen. So I just kind of went down to the steps, but he said it is unreal and it will take weeks just in our yard. We were supposed to leave this morning with our RV to go to Panama City. Obviously, we're not going anywhere. We couldn't get a bicycle out of our driveway at this point. That many trees in my yard. I mean, we lost count. We couldn't tell. Huge trees. Thankfully, the storm with the part that brought the trees down, the majority of that was before the sun went down. There was some of it afterwards. You know, the National Weather Service did that brand new feature yesterday that they've never had, the extreme wind warning. We got that warning. We went in the closet with our helmets, and we spent from about 4:15 till about 8:30, quarter to nine, in the closet with helmets on. And we could hear it. We could hear the thud and the thump. It was so scary. And one was like a sonic boom went off, and my husband and I, would run out and see what it is. Where did it fall? That one fell right out of our bedroom window. Boy, to hear that thud just scares you to death. But our town is battered. Texting with the city manager last night, and he said that there's probably not a street in town that isn't partially blocked. Some areas have light poles down, not just the lines. It's going to be slow and tedious. And everybody's going to have to pitch in and help everybody else, and they will.